All right, so we had a couple tracks there from Forms to begin with. That was Sublimation and Special Defects. That's right, it's Defect is spelled with a T-C instead of a C-T. Intentional. They're from Winnipeg. I got to make a correction. Calevra is from Regina. That's the second band we heard there. They did two tracks from them, Atoned and The Mad Wind, from their album they released last year, Oniric. And then finally we had our locals, Tyrant's Demise, with Instruments of Belial and Withered Remains. That show is going to be at Side Stage March 14th.
Awesome. Well, I really great to hear some local and Canadian stuff. Like, we always want to rep that and play some of that for people to go check it out. And yeah, really, you know, I've definitely heard of Tyrant's Demise, but I've never really listened. So it was cool to hear. They're definitely a name that has come up a lot over the years, because they've been around for a little while, haven't they?
Yeah, like I'm really just starting to dip my toes into the local metal community. Like I've gone to Ken Mode a bunch of times, you know, going back. But yeah, I've heard of Tyrant's Demise, but this is really like I'm checking them out now, and I'm hoping to probably check them out live.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's really great. So you're tuned into Metal Mondays here on CKUW 95.9 FM. This is Fun Drive Edition. And we're playing music and talking about the importance of a place like campus and community radio, especially for metal and the metal community. And, you know, there is, you know, that support local is always such a big part of all this. And I think, you know, I think over the years with the station, there seems to be every so how many years that we've been doing Fun Drive, there's always something going on in the world that's like tough times and stuff like that. Obviously, in the past, we've had, you know, wars, recessions. Now we just get a big mix of both of those things. And I think, you know, it can get really daunting, I think, at times. Like we were talking about the dauntingness of trying to get into different kind of genres of music, but I think it's also daunting just at times to try to deal with all this flood of information that's at us day in, day out. I don't think our brains were meant to try to deal with everything. Like, we got this, we got news reports, we got TikTok videos. Like, it's just, it's too much. And I think having a local connection, that local media is really important, because there is a grounding here, right? And we don't go to the lowest common denominator. We try to challenge people. We also try to give a more broader range of views in terms of spoken word programming. And I think that that's really important. And Metal Mondays is a part of that. And maybe it's not, maybe you don't think of it as being overtly political, but it kind of is in that support local sort of theme, you know, that we like to talk about here at CKW. And so I think when we see all these things happening in the world today, it can be really daunting because you don't know what to do. But one thing you can do is try to figure out what's an impact we can have locally. And having a radio station like CKW that runs the gauntlet from jazz and folk and rock, and then also like this great metal show we have, and also all the different spoken word programming, that is also you're also pledging to that political statement that, yeah, I want to have interesting, challenging media in my life, and I want to support that here in Winnipeg. And that's a good reason to support the station, I think.
Yeah. And I was just thinking too, like, so I've had my own musings or existential crises. I can get lost in the mire of the quagmire of everything that's going on in the world, and how I can't change anything awful that's going on, like, you know, war, awful greedy people, capitalists, I won't name names. But like, there, and feeling that an immense powerlessness. But, like, just even, like, coming here and engaging with my community, you know, doing this radio program, giving out to you, the listeners, bringing that sense of connection, that grounding, has been really valuable to my life. And I hope you all listening out there would find that same sense of value in that grounding. And so donating to us would be a great way to feel that connection to the other people around you, you know, mm-hmm. in a way.
Yeah, you can do that, make that connection, make that donation at fundrive.ckw.ca. Phone lines will be open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Right now it is in the middle of the night, but you can go to fundrive.ckw.ca. And I think that community connection is important because, yeah, like we can think about Maybe it's not an overtly political statement, but I think supporting local and trying to see how we can build up local capacities for things is also a way to at least maybe try to deal with some of these issues. Like, we're not solving all the world's problems here at the station, but we do our little part, I think, in terms of offering an alternative. And you can, and we know that as a listener, you like hearing different things. And we know that in terms of our listening audience, you're someone who is wanting, our listeners are curious, you're interested in different things, you want to hear challenging stuff, and you can decide for yourselves, I'm into that or I'm not into this. But we're not here to tell you like this, like that, agree with this, agree with that, right? And we get a lot of people trying to dictate things to you all the time now, and we're kind of more here to guide and present, and I think that that's valuable.
Yeah. For us to, send out what we think is important and has value. Not just the algorithm, not just the advertisers. All of this is it's much more important coming from a human hand, human heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to have this variety. Like, I'm only being introduced to all these shows we have here, but I've started listening to them, and even on music programs, I'm hearing like some cool opinions, political talk, like, and just the most interesting people that, like, I kind of was vaguely aware that they exist in my spheres, but now I'm actually hearing them. You know, we're giving them a voice, and like, I might not agree with all of them, but like, I'm glad they have a voice to do it. I mean. Not all. There are some opinions. Once again, we won't name. Well,
yeah. Right. Yeah, but it's that reflection of that community and that diversity. And I think so much of media now is getting so narrow and very like we were talking about even with the music thing, right? About what you're even able to be presented. Like, if you're just going to go with what Spotify or the streaming services kind of want you to listen to what you would actually enjoy is probably a larger spectrum. And I think a place like CKW is a place to get at least not everything, but at least a bigger sense of what else is actually out there for you to consume and enjoy. Because there could be stuff that, you know, like, yeah, when I first started getting involved with the station about a decade ago and listening more to the station, I never really knew much about bluegrass music at all. And there used to be a bluegrass show on Tuesdays, and it was amazing, bluegrass and gospel music. And I was like, wow, I knew it existed, but I had never really listened to it. But to have someone, it was Robin Erickson, the then program director at the time, did that show. And it was like, wow, it opened up this whole other world, right? And I didn't even know I would dig. I didn't even know I would dig it. But I was like, this is really amazing music. This is really cool. And there's all that kind of stuff out there. And there is that kind of stuff in terms of art, opinion, politics, all that kind of stuff is out there. And that's what we try to. I know it's so hard to try to showcase all the diversity that there is out there. But we strive for that. And it's in that striving that I think we provide something that is valuable to people. And we know that's valuable to the listener out there who's listening right now.
Yeah. I know myself too. I've been trying to delve into the world of country music, but once again, not this stuff, the modern country
right,
music,
right,
like
yeah.
this older stuff.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, I can go on the internet and that's a good place to start. But like, I try to find people in my life who know this, who are immersed in this world, who can say, oh, this is some good stuff, or I know your taste, so this is, I'll recommend you this first. You know, start here.
Yeah.
And I think that this is the kind of space where we can do that. So, like, for me, if someone wants to get into metal, absolutely. I say, what's your limit? How much guttural singing can you take? Or screaming, rather? And how little? I can find something for you, something to your palate.
Right.
And hopefully, like, this is, you know, a wide palette, something for everyone. To sound a little cliche, but it's the truth.
It's true. It's true because there is so much out there. So we know with that diversity and that striving for diversity and giving a platform for people is really important, and it's more important than ever. It just, I mean, that issue has just gotten worse and worse with media concentration. So your pledge dollars help support that, and you can pledge at fundrive.ckw.ca to make a pledge for a radio station here that tries to get at that strive for diversity and trying to give people a platform that wouldn't normally get a platform. So what else? What do you have next for us, Joel?
Well, it's funny we're talking about this diversity, and so we've talked about how CKW is this home for all these different broad varieties of music. This next group, Imperial Triumphant, I've listened to them for a couple years, but I really got into them recently because I started listening to more jazz. Lots of recommendations from the guys in the band. I read an article, and after I spent a year listening to that, their stuff really started to make a lot more sense to me, and it's so much more gratifying now that I kind of have this understanding of jazz. Because so this is like a jazz, black metal, whatever. So this group, they come from New York. They actually did come to play here back when it was the Goodwill 2 years ago or so. And their stage presence is something else. You got to see them live. They're big cloaks, ornate gold masks. It would be safe to say that it is decadent. Perhaps as if their personas embody the worst aspects of capitalism. You might say that these personas are like objectivist ideals made manifest, you know? Like the spirit of Ayn Rand is just living through them. They're oozing with the charm of the Roaring Twenties and the Art Deco style. These guys are the apparitions of New York, sent to portend the reality of the inextricable link between high society and urban decay. I read a quote recently from the band where they explained, and I quote, New York City is like the corpse of a giant. What was once so bright, grand, and spectacular is now filled with greedy maggots writhing towards their share of success. We don't support it, nor are we against it. We only play the sounds of New York City as we hear them. So
amazing.
Yeah, it's cool. Really, really cool stuff. Yeah. So to start you off, here's Atomic Age from their 2020 album Alphaville.
It's Like everything else, is no longer quite what it used to be.
I doubt you could even imagine it. A palace of mere glories. All for
that was some cool stuff from Imperial Triumphant. So that first track was Atomic Age from Alphaville, their 2020 album. The second one was called Mercurius Gilded from their 2022 album Spirit of Ecstasy. That track featured the smooth jazz saxophonist